Good afternoon, everyone. So my name is Carlos Espejel. I'm actually a Mexican Australian now living in Luxembourg. And I actually did my bachelor's degree at the University of Queensland in mechanical engineering. Then I did a master's degree in mining engineering at UNSW in Sydney. And then I did a PhD in strategic mine planning at UQ. And I just recently finished that last year. And at the same time, I did have, well, I do have 10 years of experience in the mining industry, where I worked for BHP, Anglo, and Glencore, doing valuation of deposits and mines and so on. And I just joined recently iSpace last year. And one of my main jobs there is as well doing the valuation of lunar deposits and future mine planning as well. And another of my roles is finding a connection between the mining industry, resources industry like oil and gas, and the space industry. Okay, so on this presentation, I'm going to be sharing more about iSpace as a company and about our transportation or lunar transportation and exploration technology. And a project that we call Hakuto-R, and I'll share more about this one. So that's the agenda. I'm going to first start by giving you some space news, which there's a lot of exciting stuff happening at the moment. I'm going to share how we started as a company, a bit about our technology and the project Hakuto-R. Okay, in terms of news, there's a lot of stuff happening in space at the moment. And among those exciting things is our friends in China, where they just landed earlier this year on the far side of the moon. I just would like to say that it's not the dark side of the moon. I think the dark side is a song from Pink Floyd, I think.
Are you going to sing?
Right? No, thanks. I know the song, but next time. And yeah, so they landed on the far side of the moon, and they're not actually shy about what they're doing. They're looking for resources as well, amongst many other things. And as well, our friends in the U.S., they just announced the 9 companies that they will be using to send payloads to the moon. And they actually put $2.3 billion on it, and we're happy to share that we are one of those 9 companies that they selected. At the same time, our friends in Japan, in JAXA, through the Hayabusa 2, they just got an asteroid, and not just got an asteroid, but they actually shot at it, grabbed the sample, and now they're actually on their way back to Earth. I just hope they're not bringing anything strange. I'm joking. And as well, our friends in Israel, through the first private company called SpaceIL, and they're on their way to the moon right now. Last week, they actually launched with SpaceX on a Falcon 9, and yeah, they should be landing on the moon somewhere in April. This is pretty exciting because we were working with them. And another news that we would like to share is that we in iSpace just won a project with ESA, the European Space Agency, where we're going to be exploring the poles of the moon for water and mapping those resources. Okay, iSpace. So how did everything start for us? And as they just shared before, well, we started with the Google Lunar X Prize, right? And this contest, well, they were like, okay, you guys need to build a lander, a rover, get to the moon, land on the moon, deploy the rover, take some high-definition pictures, and send them back to Earth. Easy, right? And out of those 34 competing companies, there were 5 finalists, and we're happy to share that we were one of those 5 finalists. However, the contest took too long, and there were some problems with the launching systems and lander systems, and that's how we actually decided to build our own lander. But at the end of the competition, I mean, it got canceled. We were like, well, we actually have a pretty cool rover, we have a pretty cool team, and we have a great vision. So with that, we kept going, and we actually managed to raise 80 million euros in a Series A funding. We broke the record of Series A funding in Japan, where we got funding by the biggest banks in Japan and companies like Suzuki and Japan Airlines. And with that, we became a private lunar exploration company, where we have now more than 70 people from more than 14 countries, and we got 3 offices. We have an office in Luxembourg, that's where I'm based. We have our headquarters in Tokyo, and we even have an office in NASA in the Ames Research Center. Now, it's all of us working with one vision, and this vision is to expand our social and economic sphere to the moon. And with this, I would like to share our vision.
The universe's newest city is home to 1,000 people. And every year, over 10,000 come to visit. Only 20 years ago, this city didn't exist. It's the result of pioneers sending rovers, then discovering water. The hydrogen and oxygen separated from water becomes energy, creating the foundation for a fuel station. And with the fuel station came scheduled flights, followed by settlers. Soon, settlers required more diverse skills, attracting new specialists for construction, steel, communications, energy, transit, agriculture, medicine, and more. People traveled from far and wide to see this new city. We call it Moon Valley. The moon is the new staging ground for your next level business. Expand our planet. Expand our future. iSpace.
So as you can see, we all here in this room have the same vision, which is expanding to the moon and further. Right? Now, we in iSpace, we know that before the Moon Village or the Moon Valley, there's a series of steps that need to be taken and technologies to be created. Now, within iSpace, one of those first steps, we call it the Hakuto-R project. Now, this project is made of M1 and M2 missions, which is an orbiting mission and a landing mission. And I will take you to those two missions through the next video. So we're really excited to announce that we signed a contract with SpaceX, where we already paid for a flight. We have a scheduled flight for the second half of next year, where we're going to be flying on a Falcon 9. And first, we're going to be orbiting the moon. And then we're going to be doing exactly the same in 2021, where we're going to be orbiting the moon. But they're going to be sending us to GEO first, geostationary orbit. And from there, with our own spacecraft, we're going to be traveling to the moon. And this through our lander. So we are planning to do a soft spot landing on the surface of the moon. We're right now narrowing exactly where to land, but we have some pretty good candidates. Now, after the soft landing, we're going to be deploying two rovers. These rovers will have a number of instruments. We already have instruments on the current rover, and we're defining on the next instruments specifically to map resources on the moon. Now, inside the main rover, there's a tethering rover, which is a smaller one. And the main purpose of that rover is to go into those difficult terrains inside craters or skylines that were mentioned before. And this is pretty much happening in 2021. And this is what we call the Hakuto-R project. So, speaking about SpaceX and Blue Origin, as we know, they're doing an amazing job, a great job on the launching, on the commercially available launching systems. Now, in iSpace, we're looking at the next part. We're looking at the transport part to the moon, landing on the moon, and exploring resources on the moon. And in future, as well, building refueling stations in different orbits and Lagrange points between Earth and the moon, and other orbits and Lagrange points between the moon and Mars, and so on. Okay, and again, we're planning to do this through our signature technologies, which is the lunar lander, which so far can carry 30 kilos of payload, and our lunar rover. Now, which so far is just 4 kilograms. Now, because I know this is a robotics talk as well, I would like to share with you a video that we don't really share that often, but today we're going to share it. And it's about some of the technology behind the rover.
HAKUTO's lunar exploration rover has been developed with a fully optimized design to achieve the mission. Launching the rover costs more than $1 million per kilogram. Therefore, mass is an important consideration. HAKUTO has developed an ultra-compact and lightweight rover. The rover includes various commercial products for weight and cost reduction, all of which have passed environmental testing for space. Communication is the lifeline of the mission. HAKUTO's hybrid communication system enables both long-distance and high-speed communication. It is carefully designed to adapt to pocket loss and delays. Carbon fiber is used to construct the body of the rover. To withstand the enormous vibration of a rocket launch, its light structure is reinforced with three-dimensional curved surfaces. Solar cells have been placed on each side of the rover, arranged into a minimum area to avoid interference with other components. Mounted at a 70-degree angle, they maximize the amount of solar power generation. It adapts to a temperature range from minus 40 to 100 degrees Celsius. It is coated with silver and Teflon that reflect most sunlight and allows heat to be radiated into space. The top panel is thermally insulated by an Ultem resin spacer with low thermal conductivity. The electronics are mounted directly to magnesium heat sinks on the top panel to radiate its heat. The lunar surface is covered with regolith, a fine powdered sand. The rover can drive stably even when it is on a slope or turning with anti-skid wheels, and the link structure reliably supports the rover. It also detects obstacles with an infrared sensor. Four cameras capture high-definition images in 360 degrees, which are transmitted to Earth with data compression technology. The cameras also detect the driving condition. To meet the challenges, Hector has applied intensive problem-solving, using its multidisciplinary expertise to deliver a high-quality design solution. Overcoming extreme environmental factors, the team looks forward to completing the mission.
So that's a bit about the lunar rover for the Hakuto R project. And I just would like to end with a last slide. And this last slide is an invitation. We're currently hiring. We have more than 25 open positions. We're actually a bit desperate for engineers. So please, I invite the guys from the Nova rover team to speak to us. And we're also looking for technological and strategic partners at the moment. At the same time, we still do have some space in terms of payload for 2021. So if you would like to send anything to the moon, please speak to us. And thank you very much for listening.